This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, February 16th, 2017. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and you notice that if you're a TV viewer, the background is flamethrower radioactive red. And that's because that's where our world's headed under globalism. You know, I saw quite a few news articles the last week saying that I and Donald Trump and a bunch of other people, like Colonel Schaefer, you name it, are useful idiots of Vladimir Putin. No, let me explain what we are. We're nationalists that want our country back, and we don't want to be poor and be under the New World Order and watch families attacked all over the world and the family broken up and go under the technocracy that the New World Order publicly has put out in thousands of communiques, papers, books, statements. And you may have a big giant group of people so dumbed down they want to be slaves, want to go along with this, but a large portion of the globe, of every color, of every region, of every religion, understands the existential, total, complete threat that is the declared war on humanity that is the New World Order. Before I even came in here and saw these articles this morning, I was going to come here and say world government globalism is treason against humanity and is a war against the nation state and a war against the individual and a total corporate system of dominance of all life on earth, not just people. It is an attempt to become God. But all of us have to fall for you to be God, don't we, globalist? And then I looked at the news. Le Pen has come out. Turbo surging in the polls, way ahead. Even in their cook polls in France, 5, 10, 15 points ahead. That means she's 30 points ahead. The Islamicists are burning cities everywhere, and the media won't even say it. They got into central Paris burning cars within hundreds of yards of the Eiffel Tower. And what did Le Pen say? And I've been telling you for decades, when you start hearing this from world leaders, it's the beginning of the end of the New World Order. You have to call it what it is. Le Pen, the euro is a weapon used against EU nation states. The founders of it said that. Le Pen, we will leave the EU to restore sovereignty. The State Department, under Rebellion and other CIA operatives that are globalist minions, are saying she's a Russian agent and a traitor. No, you are a globalist operative, Evan McMullen, who thought you would steal the electoral votes there in the state of Utah, and that you and your little cult inside the CIA was going to dictate the future of this republic. And now they're going into full bully mode everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Google are all announcing that they're going to turn loose the hate, the calls for killing Trump, the censorship, then will only expand against libertarians and conservatives. They're trying to force you out of the fight in cyberspace to give up so they can create the illusion that they're about to overthrow Trump. But let me give you the good news. The American people have seen through it. And even in known cooked polls by Rasmussen and Gallup and others, Trump has surged. Yeah, how do you win the election? Like 40 points. It's way ahead of that. Always 15 ahead. He has surged to 50 and now 55 today. What has all your bullying done? You've failed. All of you and your armies of scum, you failed, and you're going to fail more. Oh, go ahead and kill Trump. You'll ensure our victory then. I hope you don't do it for Trump's sake, but you're never going to win now. You're identified. So, the head of Facebook, Amazon, Zuckerberg, Google, all of you, You need to realize you failed and back off now before you push too far, and then it goes into a hot war, and you end up in ashes.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Well, I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Down in the front seat, you turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers were solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white there when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just kicked off the Thursday Global Broadcast. Already Thursday, the 16th day of February 2017. I am your host, Alex Jones. And if you're a TV viewer, not a radio listener, you'll notice we got the background is nuclear red-orange. Because that's where this world's headed under globalism, with its system hell-bent on establishing a planetary, corporate-controlled technocracy that is completely anti-human. And I've said this thousands of times in the last 15 years or so, in my 20 years on air, that if we ever just hammer the fact from the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, Bilderberg, Davos, their public statements about how they're going to establish a total world government, cut off resources, phase out populations, create animal-human clones, merge with machines and become gods, that people will say, you're not going to make those decisions for us. Now, today you see it in the mainstream news about animal-human clones and gene splicing and gene editing, and it's, oh, guess what? They're telling you it's been going on for decades. They're rolling everything out. Twitter's announcing, yeah, we're going to start censoring conservatives and libertarians and Trump supporters. Twitter, for 2 weeks, won't let you see any positive comments for Trump. It's all negative. They're already controlling it and not letting his tweet get out to everybody. I mean, we're under mega assault. It's so naked. The bullying of the American people and others around the world is just over the top. And you know why I love DrudgeReport.com so much? Because it's not even posted articles, except when Drudge writes an article or puts out a news blurb, which might be like a couple times a week. It's just mainly government documents, video clips, mainstream news, but from the globalist perspective pushing tyranny, but he'll just put two or three links together showing how it's their agenda, and then he'll put another clip where they're denying it's happening. There is no global government. Trump's insane. Jones is insane. Bannon's insane. Drudge is insane. And then all these articles, world government's in crisis. The answer to everything's world government. The answer is getting rid of families. You better merge with machines or be obsolete. Yeah, we're going to forcibly inoculate you. I don't listen to these crazies that say we're going to forcibly inoculate you. And the president's not allowed to ever talk to the Russians, and none of his staff or diplomats are. Diplomats never talk to any foreign leaders, ever. On the phone or in person, it's illegal, and we've got secret recordings where Flynn lined up a phone call to the president-elect on December 15th. It's unbelievable. He said, I can't talk about sanctions, but the president says he wants to talk to you about them. It's like if somebody says, will you marry me? And you say, no. Then they say, oh, you said we're married. I mean, it's incredible. And they've got all these slimy, anti-American, globalist collaborator, arrogant Brennan supporters, CIA people, on TV saying, Trump's a domestic enemy. Overthrow him. He's a Russian agent. I told you months ago they were going to beat the drum up to this. It would have been too insane to say it months ago. They have to just, by approximation, it's a technique. Enter it in slowly, and then just build it and build it. Then have congressional press conferences. Evan McMullen, what a shame to this country. Look at that wimpy little egghead. We're going to play him right now on CNN. He's on other channels saying that Trump's a domestic enemy. That's the quote. It's even worse than I was saying. A domestic enemy. I was saying domestic threat. See, I tend to dial stuff back. This is the elected president of the United States, a capitalist, someone that wants a free market to defend our borders and to cut our taxes, and who signed an executive order saying you don't have to pay $5,000 or these penalties if you don't get Obamacare and you don't have to fill it out. He killed that. And Congress made 6 Obamacare changes but won't make any for Trump because the enemy is the Republican establishment. And they're the ones on TV and everywhere giving aid and comfort to the Democrats and Soros trying to overthrow Trump right now. And they mean business, ladies and gentlemen. They've meaned business from day one. I've had a lot of people privately say, okay, Alex, you said they do all this. And how did you know they do this exactly as they did it? Because quite frankly, even top policy wonks kind of study what other policy wonks are up to in little areas to be really on target in small, specific areas. I study it all, and I watch the patterns. And I see how they do different rollouts, and I know their playbook. And so I'm telling you, they're going to ignite riots all over the U.S., burning cities just like in France right now, and they're going to keep saying it's all Trump's fault and bully and bully and bully and then implode the economy if they can. The good news is there's some patriots in the stock market and just general investors know business is open again, and so it's surging, even as the head of the Federal Reserve says it shouldn't be and that she wants to increase interest rates to kill that, and Trump's removing her. And that's why they're flipping out the bankers. The bad bankers are getting thrown out. And Trump's going to the establishment saying, give me bankers that'll follow orders. I'll still let you guys be in charge, but you're not going to screw people anymore. He says, there's a big old juicy cornucopia here. There's a big old Thanksgiving table here. And I don't care if you're a poor black person or Hispanic American or a rich banker or whoever you are, we're going to start having an even playing field. He's announced and told the Federal Reserve, you start loaning money to the local banks and they better start loaning it close to 0% to small businesses right now. You've had decades of sucking our tax money and giving yourself free money. You start giving it to them right now. I read the Banking Association reports. I cover them. Everything Trump's doing is what local banks have been calling for. You don't think Trump hadn't battled the banks his whole life and his daddy didn't battle them? You don't think he doesn't know their tricks better than they do? You don't think he doesn't want to break their parasitic backs? He's out for you. He's real, and that's why they're so upset. Even in their own CIA garbage reports, they admit, Russia, you better watch it. Trump's for real, and America's going to be so powerful, you're going to be absolutely overrun by it. They're like, you're globalists like us. You know, hey, Putin, you got globalists in your offices, and Trump's going to shut that down. That was the article, the Kremlin's starting to worry about Trump. Because, yeah, if America turns back on, folks, nobody, economically, forget weapons, can stand in our way. And they go on to admit that. They say Trump's taking over the whole global system that we sucked out of America and that the globalists set up for themselves so the corporate guys could play God and ignore the people and tell us we can't have cars or medicine, but they can have, you know, giant 1,000-acre ranches in Hawaii and trillions of dollars at their disposal and jet helicopters and life extension. Listen, I'll quote Louis Farrakhan of the Elite. You're going to give us some of this dirt or we're going to burn this sucker down. But here's the difference. We're going to burn it down politically. You're trying to get all the dumbed down poor people of every race, color and creed to run around and burn stuff thinking because Trump's trying to get in the way of the goodies Hillary was going to give you. Hillary only gives you enough goodies to have you on the hook like a fish. I'm skipping this break. Now, Drudge has it so laid out so perfectly. InfoWars has got some big stories, too. I've been asking folks for 4 or 5 days to do a story on this. You can see they're blocking his Twitter. They admit they're blocking it. No one's even covering it. Paul's got an article coming out of there blocking Trump in positive comments and the public's feedback to Trump so they don't have communication with him and so he doesn't see what the public's saying. And so the tens of millions that see his Twitter only see their globalist brainwashing next to his comments. And this is the whole model of how they censor right now. But let's look at some of these headlines. Trump approval rating pops to 55%. Up 5 points in just the last week in the very same poll, and other polls show the same thing, and that's in skewed polls, which are shooting for demographics that are more Democrat liberal. Meanwhile, Jack Attack, Twitter CEO, compares USA's mood to Arab Spring, talks about the preparation for the left to overthrow the government. Ready's crackdowns on conservative speech. This is their announcements. It's already happening. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, this is so massive. Meanwhile, 60% of refugees since Judge halted Trump order come from terror-prone countries. Christian University in Texas opens prayer room for Muslims. Congress crawl, tax cuts stall, Obamacare for all, winter slumber, Republicans passivity during first month of Trump. House passes 6 Obamacare repeals when Obama was president, now nothing. Because the Republicans wrote the parts they want to screw everybody over, and Trump didn't let them do that. That's why he said in his inaugural speech, this isn't about Republican or Democrat. This is about putting power back to you and sending wealth back to the area where it's produced. It's yours. We're not redistributing. We're letting you keep it. And we know you're the engine of prosperity. And the globalists have captured this country. They think they own it. They think they run it. They're the threat. They're the foreign multinational threat, not Russia on the verge of collapse. And they point at that, these enemies of the republic. I mean, this guy is a literal enemy of the republic. This Evan McMullen who tried to jackknife the entire election and tried to take over. I mean, look at this guy. They're always just total wimps. And these are the guys that send off the soldiers to fight and die. This guy, you know, these are the guys in covert action commanding, men 20 times the person they are. But they're little sniveling rats. So they're the ones all put in charge. And it's little dipsticks like this and people like Brennan, that Wahhabist that converted to Islam in Saudi Arabia, literally. and who was a communist in college. This is the type of crap that they dredge up and tell us that we're not patriotic and I'm a useful idiot. Listen, dumbass, if Russia ever does anything to this country, I'm ready to go to war. I'm ready to go with war to you because you've been screwing it over. You are the domestic enemy, scumbag. Look at that piece of crap. I can't believe Trump's putting up with your treason. I'm serious. Let me tell you something. The media's like, oh, Jones now loves the president and the federal government because he thinks he gets his... This is one of the first American governments just in the executive we've had in a long time. I told you Trump's going to be 10 times Ronald Reagan. Everybody better watch out. Ronald Reagan doesn't hold a candle to what Trump's trying to do. And they shot him for what he was trying to do, and then they got control. And, you know, Dan Rather pops in over Trump's speeches and says it's a spigot of lies. You're a spigot of lies, you shameful person. You make Texas a shame right here in Austin, Texas. What a sack of crap. So let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. All these bullies think they can push us around all this stuff. They're the ones that have sold us out to NAFTA and GATT and the TPP, where a bunch of corporations take control of our government and it waives its rights. They tried to get Italy 2 months ago, or a month and a half ago, to vote to sign over its sovereignty completely and accept a EU military and disband the Italian military. See, if Hitler would have just had a trade deal and been all cutesy about it in Europe, and, oh, and by the way, you know, a decade or so into it, oh, let us put some troops in after we got our president in, and then you just accept them coming in. This is treason. This is subterfuge. And people say, oh, well, he's got Goldman Sachs in his administration. It's Goldman Sachs running the takeover in these countries. It's Goldman Sachs, the globalist. That's why he brought key Goldman Sachs people in. And then the media goes, oh, well, it's true Goldman Sachs gave zero to Trump, all the money to Hillary, but why is Goldman Sachs stocks up? They want to control the market and siphon it off. They'd rather have it be smaller, but they dominate it. It surged for everybody so much that they've seen their profits go up 30-plus percent in the last few months as well. And there's even articles where some Goldman Sachs people are like, maybe this plan of peace is good in prosperity. Maybe we just have trade, and still we can have all the weapons we want, too. And maybe it's good to actually not make poor people poorer, and maybe free market's the way to go. It does work really good. Nobody wants globalism except a few very evil people on the top because it's anti-prosperity. It was sold as pro-prosperity, and these people that get together in these confabs, like Brennan that thinks he's God and tells the president, you better watch your mouth, close quote, they all get together and believe. Like some employee, you've been away for a year, and you come back, and your employee thinks they own your company and run it, and you're like, you're fired. Get your butt out of here. People flip out, even in business and life, and start thinking they're your boss. This out-of-control, hijacked government is not your boss. And I know you know that, because even in their skewed polls, internal polls, just like I told you before the election, internal polls have Trump at about 65% right now. Okay? You notice they've got him up at 55 in the mainline polls. He's going up. So even in their skewed polls, they've got him going up. And they are panicking because people are seeing through this. So you get this through your head, all of you, that think you own this country and you run it. You sit around calling people fighting for the life of this nation traitors. And you sit around with no pedigree, no background, no allegiance to this nation. All of you have been caught, like Brennan, selling out to foreign powers. You are the enemies. You are the clear and present danger to this republic. You are, using your term, domestic enemies. There can't be one or the other. Who's the real domestic enemy? Is it little chicken head necks? Like it's a type they go for, a little wimp, a little potbelly. Look at him. Look at Hayden. Look at all of them. They all look like they came from the same daddy and the same mommy. What is it? Because you can't get honorable men to do this. You've got to get little nobodies. And I don't mean people that are small are wimps on average. I'm saying it's a certain pasty, you know, know-it-all little creature. Let's put him next to Hayden. Can we do that? And then let's put Brennan up there as well. They're just all these creepy thugs allied with the big corporations and the media who still think they can beat America and beat the military and beat the patriots and the intelligence agencies that outnumber you, I'm going to be conservative, 9-1. And again, you don't have any of the fighting men. People like you anti-American, globalist. There aren't any fighting men that you've got that support you. You may be able to hire mercenaries and hire people to do stuff, and then they go home and commit suicide a month later when they carry out your will. So you don't have many of them left, do you, Hayden? Look at Hayden, and then look at his son, his mini-me, his creature, that thought he'd overturn the whole election and then thought they'd block everything else. Look at him. Let's go back to the other one, because he has him shoot it down from the jaw to make him look tougher. Go show McMullen just on a straight-on shot like him. And it's one you were showing earlier, and it's literally the exact same shot. It's the same deal. They know better, and they're going to creep around, and they're going to control stuff, and they're going to go on CNN with like a couple hundred thousand viewers, and then they're going to tell you how the whole world works, because they put their little grubby hands together. These guys are just unbelievable egomaniacs who just think they own the country and are going along with globalism that is pure cancer. So let's go to Evan McMullen. Donald Trump is a domestic enemy on the Communist News Channel.
But the fact that we know so much because of these leaks and these sources from our reporting or the Washington Post or wherever else, your former CIA, why are they so leaky?
Well,
I'll
tell you what their concerns are. Their concerns are that Donald Trump presents or poses a threat to the country because of what they see in terms of his relationship with Vladimir Putin and the relationship of his team to other Russian intelligence officers or to Russian intelligence officers. These people, our people, our U.S. intelligence officers are deeply committed to our security. They risk their lives routinely for it overseas in war zones and otherwise.
But you did.
And they see something happening with our U.S. president, and they have seen it playing out over time that truly concerns them. So while leaking is illegal, their first responsibility, the oath that they take when they first start their service, requires them to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Listen, I'm all for transparency, and if something nefarious has been going on, it should be reported out, and there should be ramifications. But to the president's point with these leaks, do you give him any leeway in saying that is correct, that there have been too many leaks?
Well, leaks are illegal, so he can make that complaint, and I think it does have a certain validity, but again, I think intelligence officers are caught between the oath that they take when they start their service, which says they'll defend the country, they'll defend the Constitution from domestic and foreign enemies. Okay, so they see a risk here. They see a security threat coming from the White House. They're responding to that.
A security threat coming from the White House, a domestic enemy. So, this guy didn't support WikiLeaks, though. That was U.S. intelligence showing pedophile garbage, foreign states, money, Hillary getting money from the Russians, talking about enslaving the public, talking about making us poor, tens of thousands of pages of just vomitous evil, where even mainline liberals had to turn against them. And, you know, even the London Guardian said, oh, my God, this woman's pure evil. And then you turn that around, though, and say that the electronic surveillance on the president-elect recording his national security advisor setting up phone calls for him to discuss things like sanctions, that's espionage and we're Russian agents. I mean, this guy's declaring war on America. And again, these people sit there and they're so arrogant, they tell the president, you better watch your mouth. I think people like that need to watch their mouth. What do you think? I mean, you guys need to understand, you're starting something that anybody with half a brain historically understands. You will not win unless you just blow the planet up. And I guess you're so satanic and so spoiled, maybe that's what you'll try to do. The people will probably stop you doing that, too. So I've never seen any of these guys that even looks like a man. And that ought to tell you something. Because a real man cares about their family and justice and the truth. And these people aren't useful idiots of globalism. They're parasites. They're willing enemies of America and enemies of this republic, in my view and historical research, who are openly overthrowing it and signing us over to a corporate, global, anti-human dictatorship that is working to destroy the nation state and the family. And now, from Russia to Brazil to France to the United States to England, all over the world, people are saying, we want families, we want true justice, we want Americana, and all Americana means is just a big expression of success and strength and honor and will and trailblazing and danger and everything that comes with it. But just, you want it, you got it, barbarian will. not a bunch of little chicken necks. You will not lead us into the future, boy. You got a bunch of boys that want to mount America's head on the wall as some trophy while they sneak around. And as long as the giant sleeps, they win. But now they know the giant is awakening. Key quotes from Le Pen about the wars we're winning straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I got a correction to make. I said Evan McMullen running around saying Trump's a domestic enemy and should be overthrown, basically. I said that our fight men are 10 times the men he is. They're actually 500 times. 1,000 times. Let's roll in with this beautiful music.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The globalists are pouring their full will out culturally through the propaganda, but also spiritually. And they're spoiling for a fight. They already got one. We already are kicking their ass all over the planet. Their world government's going to get torn into pieces. Humanity's already got too many threats ahead of it. We probably may not survive already, even if we beat them. So they got to be dealt with now. All the cowards, all the scum, all the backstabbers, all the vampires, all the pedos, they got to be dealt with. Doesn't mean there won't still be some creeping around. But they're not going to be running the show anymore. Oh, man, you want to fight, you're going to get one. Ugh. I want to lose my voice, but I just want you to know. I just want to beat these people, don't you? I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them thinking they're better than everybody and having their way with us. Having their way with a lot of good, hardworking people, you pieces of crap. Excuse me. God almighty. Robert David Steele, formerly with the CIA, best-selling author, researcher, reviewer. He's going to be joining us. He's got big news on the pedophile roundup he wants to get into and why Flynn was taken out. And there is a big pedophile roundup going on around the country. I told you it was coming 2 months ago. You see it. They're rolling up the procurers, the Renfields right now. So that's the silent war against the globalists. That's why they're so pissed and so scared. And let's just get it all out in the open. Let's just crush them. They want to fight. Let's just give them what they want. I don't mean a physical one, but they're trying to bully everybody back into their houses and offline and you know, just Trump supporters thinking everything's okay and go to sleep. And no, you need to be at city council meetings, county commissioner meetings. When your congress people come into town, you need to be there educating, informing, and be bold and be strong and be focused. Everybody always wanted to fight for the country and get it back from the New World Order. Well, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it looks like. You want it? A lot of people worked hard to get us to this point. Let me tell you the good news, though. This is a guarantee. They've already lost. They're going to try to wreck a lot of stuff in the process. Again, if Hillary would have gotten in, it would have been even better. But that morally was wrong to do because she might have started a nuclear war. And that was on the slate. That's a demon. She was looking for thermonuclear destruction. God, pull a photo of her from a few days ago with Bill. I mean, just evil incarnate. I mean, those people are creepazoids. But it would have been better if for the overall total defeat of them. Just let them come in, let them expand Obamacare, break the middle class, rob everybody, have the schools say families are bad, you know, teach five-year-olds how to give blowjobs. That's they're openly teaching now, how to be a tranny. And just let them have their way for a while. But you know what? We got to do the right thing. Just like Trump said, I could leave Obamacare in and have it really destroy the Democrats. But you know what? I'm going to fight, and I'm going to repeal it, and I'm going to change it because it's hurting business owners and independent people, and it's bankrupting this country. And Paul Ryan said, the hell you are, bro. Bring in the Russian spy stuff. Boy, I got an Eddie Munster haircut and twinkly little eyes, and I think I'm better than America and everybody else. I'm just like all these other traitors and Eddie Haskell know-it-all psychopaths, and I'm going to mount America's head on the wall because I meet with all the big corporate chiefs, and we feel sure we can beat America and beat the world and beat everybody, beat the French and beat the Germans and beat the Russians and beat the Japanese and beat everybody. But the truth is everybody under them wants out of it. And has been waiting for this moment. You're sitting on top of a volcano that's only rumbling right now. If you had any spiritual connection or discernment, you'd know all that, but you don't, because you chose the side of selling everybody out so you can be in a mansion and drive a fancy car and be around a bunch of other fake mummies. None of that has any value. Zero. I got to get these clips. This is Le Pen. Her dad, a hero of World War II, when they came back in to take France back, a patriot, a nationalist, a guy involved with De Gaulle and people getting the sovereignty of France back and getting the nukes away from NATO that was going to just control France. People make fun of France all day. France has been through a lot. Half their male population died just in the Napoleonic Wars. Now, the French Revolution before that for a decade. I mean, France got its back broken. France wasn't losing wars before. It was one of the most warlike, aggressive countries in the world. People just finally, they killed all the men, basically. And I'm not saying they're in some strong Frenchmen, but they all got killed out, folks. The only guys that hid out under the barn were left. You got a battle with the French 200 years ago. It wasn't 215 years ago. It wasn't fun. It's the French with the Norman that conquered England. But the whole issue here is that Le Pen is a great lady. I know people that know her well. They really care. She is battling Soros. She's leading groups for decades against him. She tried to stop the Islamic invasion, and now Paris is on fire, and other cities, six other cities are on fire. The heart of the city was on fire, and the news won't say it's Islamic. Nowhere. It's Islamic. They say, we think it started when some black guy got beat up by police from Africa. Whatever. What it is, and then they never show the evidence of that. It is a bunch of third world giant populations led by the Islamicists being directed by social media that are allowed to organize on everything to somehow bully France into a further open border. And you go, that would get Le Pen elected. Well, no. They think they're just going to arrest her or steal the election and block her, and they're going to just continue to flood France. Ladies and gentlemen, their tourism's down over 50% in 1 year, over 80% in the last five. It's gone. Because you go to Paris, there is feces all over the ground in the nicest areas and just wandering people everywhere, and vehicle, the roads all over France are in a disaster zone with people running up out of the woods with hatchets if you stop at a sign in the woods and just raping you and your family and robbing you of your vehicle. And it's all covered up, except by people on YouTube that catch it on tape. And this is what's been done. And again, the globalists have expanded the third world, destroyed it, dumbed it down. Then they have a gangster hip-hop culture that is overlaid. I don't care if it's Appalachian whites or North African blacks. You listen to this stuff, you get into it, it's thug culture, and then it just explodes, and it's designed to bring everything down to create global turmoil, so then a global military can come in and mop it up after the collapse that they're only beta testing right now. And I've been telling you this for close to 20 years. Because I had sources inside the Pentagon that were reporting it to me, and even locals as well, that were beta testing this, and they'd always say, oh, Jones says it's coming now. No, I said it's coming later, and I made films on it, and now the military comes out in press releases, videos, and announcements and says, we're going to have to occupy every city on Earth, and the United States is going to fall, and society's broken, we've been told. And people go, oh, see, the military's evil. No, they're being given the job of cleaning up with the globalists or engineering. You'll be begging when your city's burning for the military to come in. So again, the news will say, I'm saying the military is coming to kill us. No, that's not what I said. Coming soon to a city near you, the U.S. military plan to take over America permanently. And Trump knows about this, and Mattis knows about this, and they all don't want to do that. They like happy folks and farmers and industry and life and mom and apple pie, and that's the plan. They're trying to kill the plan. It's not that they're even perfect, but, I mean, they're not pure evil. They don't want just some horrible, over-the-top system where the globalists are so arrogant, they've admitted their whole plan to everybody. That's what's crazy. You'll never force-feed anybody this. I don't care if you shut the web off or shut us off. That'll make what we've said even more valuable in people's minds and hearts. They're making the same mistake tyrants always make, because there's something about the type of brain. They can get sucked into a tyrant's type mindset. It's just they just feed on the power trip and feed on it and just feel invincible and are just high on just this spirit of domination. And you notice it's always weird, demonic, hunchback creatures like Hillary or Bill or, you know, this Evan McMullen guy and all these people. Because a normal person is so confident and so nice and so good. I mean, the meanest guys I've ever known in my life are the sweetest, nicest people you could ever imagine. And they'll do anything for you, and they care about you so much until you do something to them. And then they will rip your head directly off your shoulders. And the problem is, in this modern world, the men are busy and distracted just taking care of their families while their families are being taken away from them by the globalists and the culture and all of it. And we just have to understand that we're not declaring war on them. They declared war on us. And they're going to find out that we know what they've done. And we're not going to sit here while they go on CNN and have CIA operatives that have run whole operations to try to run a domestic operation against the president of the United States. That is completely and totally illegal. But I told people months ago, they're planning on killing Trump. They're planning on saying he's a Russian agent and coming out and saying he's a Russian agent. And when they do, they're getting ready to assassinate him. And President Trump, you know, guys, can you guys pull up, they're planning to kill Trump, Alex Jones, or the reports that, I mean, we've written articles and done countless videos in the last 2 months. But it goes back 2 months ago where I did all these reports and I said they are preparing. I'm just type in CIA is preparing to kill President Trump. It was even picked up by newspapers. Just click news. And you can see where I said It's a threat continuum where they keep building it up, saying, oh, there's some Russians involved. Oh, there's some Russians inside. Oh, there's some Russians in the White House. Oh, Trump knew about anything. Trump's a Russian agent. It was in the Evening Standard in England. It was in the Associated Press here in the United States. Russian insiders fear Washington establishment will assassinate Trump. Yeah, that's from this week. This is from you can click news and get it. You just type in warning elite will try to kill Trump. Yeah, that's not it. I'll find it during the break. It's all right. It was my maximum emergency for 2 months. Maximum of the crew. Maximum of the reporters. Maximum, but just absolutely every day hammering articles, videos, everywhere where I explained, and even newspapers picked it up, where I said, the elite are planning to kill Trump by pushing this Russian narrative, by selling it to different groups inside the intelligence agencies that it's okay to kill the president because he's really a Russian agent, and that they'll try to run this operation saying he's a domestic enemy. And I used those terms, and I said they'd use COG to try to bring down the president. We'll get him during the break. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this Le Pen. Le Pen is on course to be France's next president, fund manager says, from AI analysis, and the same big AI analysis groups said Trump was going to win. See, the real analytics with computers and mass movements, you know what's going to happen. That's why I was telling you Trump was 10, 15, 20 points ahead, depending on the state. That's why they were so panicked and freaking out, saying he's going to lose, he's evil, he's KKK, killing. Well, he's going to lose, why are you saying killing? Because they knew. I'm going to try to search this. It's not a big deal, but I have this. I'm not really OCD, but just about stuff like this I am. There it is. I mean, because this is just absolutely essential that we get to this. You got to click news is the issue. See, guys, that's what I'm telling you. Okay. Now you type into that CIA planning to kill Trump, Infowars.com. CIA planning to kill Trump. Yeah, that's the search. That's how you're going to find it. Scroll down. There it is. Oh, there's a Spectator saying, well, they kill him, and the CIA oust him. There you go. CIA and Obama plotting to murder Donald Trump. That's it. But there's a bunch of them, and I did reports. It's so important, I don't just shut the show down until I have it. Because I did emergency reports up here. I did everything. And I laid out the whole continuum, because the public needs to see this, where I laid out the entire continuum starting 2 months ago, how they would build it up and get you ready, because at first it would be asinine to say he's a Russian agent with no proof, and they would just create this whole cloud and then call for impeachment, then call for his overthrow, then call for his murder, and then when you heard the CIA people come out and start saying it, then you knew that they were seriously thinking about killing him. It's the Evening Standard has the video. The London Evening Standard. Will the CIA assassinate Trump? Ron Paul warns of more powerful shadow government. Yeah, that was about a week after I did it, or 2 weeks after I did it. Alex Jones, emergency message to President Trump. Let's see that video. This, everything is now turned over to this. In fact, with all the reporters, everybody else, because I've been wanting for 4 or 5 days just to talk about how they're censoring his Twitter feed. And these are the key things. This is how we'll defeat them, by focusing on the keys. Let's go ahead and go to the little pen clip. Here it is.
Investors in the financial markets are nervous about you because you want to return France.
Yeah, sovereignty's bad.
Why?
Well, for une raison très simple, c'est qu'en réalité, on est maître.
For a very simple reason. In reality, we are in control of our own country so long as we have our own currency. Money is one of the elements of sovereignty. If you don't have your own currency, you allow others to impose on your economic policies, your immigration policies, your social policies. The political austerity that is imposed today by the European Union is founded on the euro. We are a free people. We fought for this. You too fought to be a free people. It was not so that today we could give it all away to technocrats that we have not elected, who decided for us which policies we should adopt. And I don't want to accept the euro, which is no longer a currency in the spirit of the European Union, but is in reality a weapon that it sticks in our sides to force us to go where they please. The euro is a failure. It's an economic failure. It's a social failure. It's one of the reasons for which France has seen such a high rate of unemployment, for which France has become so much poorer, for which our industry has failed, for which we are confronted with an unfair international rivalry. There is no reason for us not to return to our own national currency.
All right, then let's go to the other clip. So this is, again, Le Pen, who is surging and set to win the election unless they kill her or cover it up. And our State Department says, we're going to help block her from winning because she's pro-Trump, showing you how the State Department is still just completely out of control in open rebellion. But none of those crimes matter because, you know, a few traitors in the government say Trump's national security advisor said, yeah, we'll set you up with the president to talk about sanctions. That's what you do. They admit that's what you do. But, oh, this is he's a big threat now. So Le Pen, the euro is a weapon used against EU nations. Le Pen, we will leave the EU to restore sovereignty. We're going to come back with that after the break. And look, if I get upset on air, folks, and frustrated, it's not with the crew. I mean, this is just incredibly epic times. It's so over the top. And everybody knows it's effective to show people your predictions word for word, but we can never find them, ever. Maybe one out of 5,000. I mean, every listener heard it freaking 500 times. Warning. Now, that might be it. Elite will try to kill Trump. Trump is a danger if he continues to take on the entire establishment. What date is that? That's November 11th, right after the deal. Yeah, but it came about a week after that. See, the newspapers picked it up. That's what's getting me angry here, is that we've got Alex Jones, CIA planning to kill Trump. British newspapers picked it up. So did U.S. newspapers. I understand there's thousands of them reporting on the stuff, but you know, we're going to find it. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Thank you.
I got so upset earlier I didn't get to all the Le Pen quotes. Here it is. Reality of Le Pen is a shock to the establishment. We just played that. Number two, Le Pen, the euro is a weapon used against EU nation states. Number three, Le Pen, France will leave the EU to restore sovereignty. I want to play more of that. This is really good news. This is really positive. And I get frustrated because it's not the crew. There are so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles that have come out now just since I first predicted it, saying the CIA needs to kill Trump. He's a Russian agent. I told everybody they're building up to that to say he's a Russian agent. Time to kill him. What I was getting upset about of your radio listener is while they were putting all of that up on the screen, as they were search engineing, as I was reading it, it was mainstream news saying the CIA needs to kill Trump. So they've now gone further than I even thought. They've gone from, oh, there might be a few Russians that got involved, might have been hacked, to, oh, the American people didn't really vote for Trump, the Russians stole it with no evidence, to, oh, there's a few Russians maybe talking to people inside the administration, to, Trump's not allowed to talk to Russians, to, he is a Russian, to, he is a, quote, domestic enemy and needs to be killed. And then they search engine, and I didn't even know that there were articles everywhere today saying, kill Trump, CIA, kill Trump. I mean, the so-called left is just a bunch of mentally ill losers that hate everybody in prosperity and hate somebody trying to cut their taxes. They're just a bunch of miserable morons that have been conned, and they're such losers, they're like brainwashed by their very Stockholm controllers. There's one of the articles. What was the date of that? That was December 21st. Shock claim the CIA is trying to assassinate Donald Trump. They were certainly pushing the idea beforehand. And there's a bunch of others where I said they're going to build it up and then say time to kill him. And now they're doing it. Alex Jones, the CIA is trying to assassinate Donald Trump. I said they're preparing everyone December 20th, that's the line, to want to do it, to sell the idea, to normalize it before they do it. They're preparing the ground. And what comes next? The killing of the 45th president. Or setting a nuke off in D.C. or blowing up federal buildings and claiming patriots did it. I mean, they're moving, and everybody just needs to know. Look at who the globalists are. Look at who's running things. Look at who's doing this to our country. And remember, someday, maybe soon, maybe long time, might be in between, they will be brought to justice, and they need to know that because they're a bunch of megalomaniac, narcissistic, borderline personality disorder loons. And me, I'm here letting you know how I feel. Rallying humanity to get out of their complacency. And I will tell you, the demographics, the numbers, President Trump's operation has directly credited me over the telephone with being one of the key liberty demographics that put Trump over the edge. The shock troops, you name it. And it was everybody together, but I'm just telling you, the enemy knows that. Trump's got a press conference beginning in a few minutes we're going to go to. Just see what he's saying. Just briefly, I need to fund this operation and I need your prayers. We've come out with what is the ultimate caveman true paleo formula made with cartilage, bone broth, and paleo ingredients, the next generation of advanced paleo nutrition. Everybody's into whey and stuff. Yeah, that's great, folks. You can obviously mix this with milk. It's got a little bit of sweetener from stevia and chocolate, you know, in it. It's cocoa, but we're going to come out with one that is unflavored as well. But the point is, it's amazing. It's the highest quality. It is concentrated, and it supports the broadcast. There are competitors out there that don't have half the substance this does that cost more. And it's discounted out of the gates. A lot of folks are getting it, so thank you for your support. Caveman, True Paleo. We also have the fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver and more. Super Blue at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And you get great things you need for yourself, your family, your body, and you fund the operation. So whether it's X2, the good halogen, our Brain Force, our Secret 12, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get your... I got something key to say when we come back. We got to... Oh, I meant to start the show with this. This is so... I mean, stay with us. This is key. Tell everybody to tune in, folks. This is total war against humanity. We're going to defeat them.
CNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with...